and flighty, her friend less so. A whirlwind romance followed. My mother was understandably coy about the pace of it. A second wedding was hastily arranged. I was the product. My father, it appears, was not naturally connubial, and even in the early years of marriage contrived to be more absent than present. But now the story takes an heroic turn. War, as we know, changes everything. And in a trice, it had changed my father. Scarcely had it been declared than he was hammering on the doors of the British War Office, volunteering his services to whoever would have him. His mission, according to my mother, was to save France single-handed. If it was also to escape the ties of family, that is a heresy I was never permitted to utter in my mother's presence. The British had a newly formed Special Operations Executive, famously tasked by Winston Churchill himself with setting Europe ablaze. The coastal towns of southwest Brittany were a hotbed of German submarine activity, and our local town of Lorient, a former French naval base, the hottest bed of all. 5 times parachuted into the Breton flatlands, my father allied himself with whatever resistance groups he could find, caused his share of mayhem, and died a gruesome death in Rennes prison at the hands of the Gestapo.